Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. For today, we are discussing a timely topic for you, our listeners, investors, that being the importance of refilling your liquidity strategy. Now, although markets have largely recovered from recent losses as we're recording on Monday, May 12th, uncertainty is, of course, still on the horizon. So now is an opportune time to ensure you have enough resources set aside to cover your spending needs over the next 3 to 5 years. So on today's episode, we will spend some time exploring why a liquidity strategy is essential, how much you should set aside, and practical ways to implement and customize this approach for your unique situation. With that, joining me today here at our 1285 podcast studio, glad to have with me in person, Ainsley Carbone, Retirement Strategist Americas, as well as Justin Waring, Senior Total Wealth Strategist for the Americas. Both joining us today from the UBS Chief Investment Office. With that, Ainsley, Justin, it's great to be at the table with you both. I know we typically do these over the phone, so it's great to be with you both in person today.
Great to be here.
Good to be here.
So a timely conversation, as mentioned, we have lined up for our listeners today. Let's get right into it. Ainsley, beginning with you, why is it important to fund a liquidity strategy, and what risk does doing so help manage?
Yeah, so a liquidity strategy consists of the resources you need to meet your spending needs over the next 3 to 5 years, and it's built to help you maintain your lifestyle during periods of market volatility. So this is really about creating a safety net for yourself so you can cover your essential expenses like housing, groceries, healthcare, and any upcoming big ticket items that you're planning. And it allows you to meet those needs without having to worry about what's happening in the market or in the economy. So by setting aside the next 3 to 5 years of expected portfolio withdrawals in safe and liquid assets, you avoid the risk of having to sell long-term investments at a loss during market downturns. So when we look at what portfolios have experienced historically, most balanced portfolios have recovered from bear markets within 3 to 5 years. So having this buffer of your resources set aside in liquid assets helps you to stay on track with your investments and helps you ride out market turbulence so that your portfolio essentially has time to recover. It has that patience to recover from any short-term volatility. So at a high level, setting aside assets for near-term needs can really just be the foundation of having a resilient financial plan, is how we like to think about it. It's really all about capital preservation and peace of mind. Having your spending needs funded regardless of market conditions can just help make sure that you're reducing anxiety where you can and can help you stay focused on your bigger picture.
So now that we have a better understanding for the necessity of having a liquidity strategy, let's spend a few moments honing in on the importance of timing. So Justin, why is now a good time to refill your liquidity strategy, even if a bear market isn't the base case?
So in order for us to have a liquidity strategy to ride out bear markets and difficult market environments, we need to have a strategy to have a disciplined approach for proactively refilling the liquidity strategy. And so one thing that we recommend for clients to do is every year, take a look at your spending from the past year, try to predict any extra spending you might have over the next 3 to 5 years, and work with your financial advisor to refill the liquidity strategy. Well, right now, markets are quite healthy, even though there's a lot of uncertainty about the market. Markets have largely rebounded from recent market losses. So we're saying now's a good time to refill your liquidity strategy, not necessarily because we think the market's definitely going to go down soon, but we do know that markets do decline. Sometimes they decline a lot, and sometimes it takes them a while to recover. And so it's just a healthy basic strategy to refill on a regular basis when markets are healthy, as they are today. And so a couple weeks ago, if you'd asked me, is this a good time to refill your liquidity strategy, I would have counseled you in most situations to just pause. The market was down 10 to 15% from its all-time high. Those are the types of environments where we recommend pausing refilling the liquidity strategy. And whereas now markets are healthy, near all-time highs, this is a much better environment to be selling.
In terms of knowing how much to allocate, Ainsley, how should investors go about determining how much to set aside in their liquidity strategy?
Well, like I said earlier, your liquidity strategy assets should reflect your anticipated portfolio withdrawals over the next 3 to 5 years. So if you're someone in your working years, your income will hopefully, it'll likely be enough to cover your living expenses. So the liquidity strategy will primarily be an emergency fund that includes enough resources to meet the next 6 to 12 months of expenses. This will just help to protect your financial plan from periods of unemployment. But you'll also want to make sure that you set aside enough assets to meet any planned major expenses in the next 3 to 5 years. That is, if they are too large to be covered by your regular paychecks or your regular income. Now, if you're someone who's approaching retirement or already in retirement, this is really when the liquidity strategy becomes a little bit more significant, because you don't have that working income anymore to meet the majority of your living expenses. So you'll want to set aside enough resources to cover all of your expected portfolio withdrawals over the next 3 to 5 years. But keep in mind, this will be the spending that is in excess of any retirement income you'll be receiving, like Social Security income, pension income, or annuity income. And just make sure that you're including not just the necessary expenses, but also discretionary spending and any upcoming planned large expenses. Now, I will say it isn't easy or straightforward to be able to just estimate or understand how much you're spending. I think most people, like myself, definitely really just tends to have a rough estimate of how much they're spending. And unfortunately, if you just go off of a rough estimate, it's a good starting point, but it will make it difficult to be able to make sure that your liquidity strategy is serving that purpose of protecting you from that market volatility if you don't have an accurate estimate of spending to base the funding amount off of. So that's really why we suggest reviewing your spending plans regularly with your family and your financial advisor, and adjusting for any large or one-off expenses. And also just revisiting your spending habits and plans will just give you a much better understanding of your actual spending, and will also allow you the opportunity to make any adjustments for any lifestyle changes that happen over time.
So as far as putting this all into practice, Justin, what are some practical ways to implement a liquidity strategy, and how can it be customized?
So one really important part of liquidity strategy is a core bond and CD ladder. So this isn't that complicated, really. All you're doing is buying bonds that are going to mature with the dollar amount that you need to spend in the future years. So you may buy a one-year bond for spending you need in a year, two-year bond for money you need in 2 years, et cetera. So if you have a really great idea of exactly how much you're going to spend and when you're going to spend it, a bond ladder could be the entire liquidity strategy for you. As Ainsley mentioned, life is a little bit more messy than that, and we don't always know exactly when spending is going to happen. We also need to have funds on the side for emergency expenses that, you know, the roof doesn't break every 3 years. We do need to have enough money for emergency expenses like that to happen every now and then. And so as a complement to that core bond and CD ladder, we also recommend having a satellite of strategies. We have it broken down into three tiers. Tier one is everyday cash. So that's cash that you need daily liquid for just day-to-day expenses. For those dollars, it doesn't really make sense to take any market risk. So we want to just keep it as cash as possible. For the next tier, which we call savings cash, you can take a little bit more risk because this is for money that you need in the short term, but you don't need it day to day. You might be able to use this part of the portfolio to pay off credit cards or to draw on every couple months. Here, you can afford to invest in high-yield savings accounts, maybe money market funds, things like that, that are going to give you a higher return than cash. And then tier three is investment cash. So this is a pretty broad category. This could include money that you don't need for 3 to 5 years, which means that you can afford to take on a little bit more market risk, a little bit more credit risk. And so the yield opportunities on that part of the liquidity strategy can be quite a bit higher than the rest of the portfolio. For example, there are some structured investments that have capital preservation if you hold it for 3 to 5 years, and they can offer you potentially equity-like returns, but you would have you may have trouble selling it if you need it before that 3 to 5 year period is up. And so that can be appropriate for funds that you can afford to keep invested for 3 to 5 years, as you might imagine. But most importantly, when it comes to customization, is finding the right size for your spending needs and making sure that anything exceeding that is actually getting into the long-term investment. This is where a lot of investors get into trouble, is maybe getting too much into the weeds on how exactly to invest the liquidity strategy, but missing the bigger picture of a lot of families end up with far more liquid capital than they need. And we like to say risk, but not investing enough in long-term growth can be a risk. In the long run, markets go higher, and it's a lot harder to make up for that opportunity cost. And so the most important thing is talk to your financial advisor, talk to your family, and have enough liquidity strategy to live your life, but not too much that it gets in the way of growing wealth for the long term.
With that, Justin Ainslie, great guidance. Thank you for joining us here on Top of the Morning today. Great to be in studio with you both as well. Terrific considerations when it comes to keeping our clients informed as to how they should manage, implement their liquidity strategy. So thank you again for joining us today.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And for you, our listeners, I want to point out to locate more details and to learn about tailoring this advice to fit your family's goals, be sure to speak with your UBS financial advisor. You can also visit ubs.com/CIO to read a copy of the team's monthly report, UBS Wealthway, Building and Refilling the Liquidity Strategy. From UBS Studios, I'm Dan Cassidy. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights, at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research. UBS Wealthway is an approach incorporating liquidity, longevity, legacy strategies that UBS Financial Services, Inc. and our financial advisors can use to assist clients in exploring and pursuing their wealth management needs and goals over different time frames. This approach is not a promise or guarantee that wealth or any financial results can or will be achieved. All investments involve the risk of loss, including the risk of loss of the entire investment.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.